Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
You can't deny that you can't.
distant land where my host said
grace. Got to take it back just a little bit with Phil Perry from the Say Yes CD, Peel the Veil. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Man, it is a beautiful, smooth, always smooth Thursday afternoon here, broadcasting live from downtown Houston, Texas. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Eddie LaVert. Thank you. Thank you so much for honoring us yesterday evening. And remember, family, be sure to purchase the new hit single, Did I Make You Go Ooh, available as we speak on Amazon.com, and be on the lookout for his album, actually due out January 2016, just 2 months away. And speaking of fantastic, I had the pleasure, or should I say, I had the honor of having this very talented artist on my show about 2 years ago. Man, it seems that long. And she is back with a fantastic new hit single called Believe, Chaos, featuring the incredible and captivating Miss Cece Peniston. So on behalf of the Comfort Zone and, my, of course, myself, the Teddy Bear, it is my privilege in welcoming the incredible Miss Cece Peniston, my queen. How have you been doing?
I said, Teddy Bear, how you doing? Teddy, I had to tell you something. Someone, one of my good girls, I'm here with her now, told me to tell you hello. You'll know who this is. How you doing, Adina? I need a freak in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
She said to give you love.
You know what? She knows that I'm upset because I have been waiting like 20 years to get with that woman, and then some dude sit up and snatched her away. But that's okay. That's another story. That's another story.
He said
it's all right.
Been on you for 20 years. He said your ass is in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell we're a lot of fun. So.
Oh, man. Man, she's gay. I'm doing fine, Princess. How have you been doing?
I'm doing beautiful. Yes.
Lord, and looking captivating as ever. The new single, Believe. A lot of airplay, a lot of positive feedback, especially in the UK. Now, when you first put this thing together, did you expect this kind of feedback from the new single?
You know what's funny, and thank you for the compliment, by the way. You never know how a song is going to go. It's funny because sometimes the songs that you think, now I loved it. The one thing I did love about the song is that it felt like what people would have heard from me even in the 90s, but it was still current. Like vocally, it's like my voice didn't sound any different or had changed. It was something that if they heard it from me, I kind of tend to listen to songs like that. Okay, if I heard that, would that sound like me to other people? You know, the feeling on it. I just like the message, just everything. So I'm thankful that it's doing really, really well. But you never know how something's going to go. I'm telling you. It's a different world and market out today.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I know when I spoke to Adina about this on several occasions, what are some of the obstacles that you have faced being an independent artist, being in charge of your own career, especially when it comes to marketing your music?
It's like you have to do more of the work. Like in the 90s, they were like, look, don't let people know about your private life. You know, the mystique that you have is the best. Now if you don't Twitter somebody back, you're in trouble. You know, you're hands-on. You have to be visual because out of sight, out of mind. Then you could work a single for, like, 3 months to, like, 8 months, maybe a year. Now if you're not putting out something, it's crazy, but every almost 3 months, it's just kind of different. Unless it just happens to become a classic, then they just keep playing it over and over again. And how hard is it to get a classic when there's so many different artists out there, you know, just being visual? And the crazy other thing is reality TV has taken over so much that it's like you have people that don't really sing, dance, do poetry, come in, sing at your mama's church, nothing. You know, it's just right now it's the visual. You like that thing at your mama's church?
Oh,
A and B.
Oh,
like
Lord.
just, people come in. He's cracking up laughing. you know, they come in and you see who they are because they have presence, but it's not like you're getting anything else out of that, you know, for me.
Right. Absolutely. Now, speaking of that, as far as reality, quote-unquote, TV, has that ever been brought to you to possibly do a reality show?
Actually, you're going to laugh, but I just did Celebrity Wife Swap.
You're kidding.
And it just aired. No, I did Celebrity Wife Swap, and I switched with Kelly Williams. Remember Urkel's wifey on the show? Wasn't really his wifey, but his girl crush. And he's like, oh, Laura. That's who I switched with. I had so much fun.
My God. You know, I know I must be getting old because this is the new format to market your product. I've seen more artists go to reality-based television shows to market what they're doing, especially music. Do you think now we're in really at a state of taboo where it's not even about the music anymore? As you said, it's more about the appearance and people having more access to your personal life to find out what you're doing behind the scenes?
I would say, put it like this, it's definitely a huge change. When you can go on a music channel and it's more about the reality TV series than the video, then it's just definitely changed. You, like I said, it's all about presence. It's the presence that you have. If you, it's funny, like doing the wrong stuff, doing something wrong, you actually get more notoriety doing something wrong than doing something right. In this day and age, it'd be like so-and-so got jacked with a DUI. They'd be like, what? 1 million views. Somebody that gave, you know, somebody a lung or a kidney, they'd be like 200 views. You'd be like, really? You know, it's just a different world than, you know, what's presented. I mean, we're like all connected, but not really connected. Like everyone's on an iPhone, an iPad, you know, a computer, listening to music. That people don't talk anymore, and that's a lot of the problem. Our communication is so off in the world. And we need to get back to that. We don't talk or learn from each other no more. It's just different. People text. Like, your relationship, I've seen people, oh, we only text. What? You know, old school, we'll get on the phone and be like, yeah, I need to talk to you. I can't text. After about 5 texts, I'm like, okay, can we talk? Because I'm
absolutely
done. I can't
absolutely do it. You know, when I interviewed you about 2 years ago, and I brought this to your attention, I said one of the problems that I had, an issue that I had, with you as an artist, not you per se, but the industry in general, they've always tried to put you in a box exclusively. Hey, she's a quote unquote pop artist. And I know better than that. When I listened to the song that you did called Sick, featuring Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child, you killed it. I mean, you ripped it apart. And I know that you have that capacity to do just a straight R&B soulful album. Do you think a lot of times people get so comfortable and set in their ways that they're not willing to change, to accept something different?
Absolutely, and that's why I do the things that I do now. Although I do have a dance song out, if I hear a song that I like, I'm going to record it. I'm working on a song right now before I really started traveling with Noel Gordine and one with Calvin Richardson, the Prince of R&B and, you know, the King of Soul, you know. And it's just one of those things where I call it being life's robot. I feel like people get old and be like, I'm 45 now, I got to bring my hemline down, and I got to, no, you do not. You have to be tasteful. Like,
right.
People get mad at me sometimes, be like, be quiet, QC, but I don't really care. So I often get in trouble. I'm always getting in trouble, Teddy Bear. I just feel like if there's something that you want to do, do it. You know what I mean? Be tasteful about it. But if it's you, do you. Even if it causes controversy, so what? In this world, that's a better thing. Did you see CeCe had a nose ring in? Mm-hmm. And I sure did.
Yes, you did.
Just the other day.
You
seen that on my Instagram? You saw? Yeah. But I can take it out when I want to.
Right.
I do stuff that if I want to change, because I'm always changing. You may see me with short curly hair one day and a mohawk and a nose ring. The next day, my hair is long and I'm, you know, got hazel eyes. I don't know what I may do. I get bored with me. So I said, you know, I just do kind of, I do. I'm like, what am I going to do today? So I'm just always changing and evolving, you know, just as a person, right, as an artist. I feel life is fun. Why do I have to stay the same? You know, that's my creative side, and I think it's fun for my sweetie, too. You're like, okay, what's she getting ready to do this morning? I'm about to be Kiki, okay? I'm not even Fifi. I'm Kiki.
You know what? You and Adina have always been very, how should I say, very outspoken as far as what you need, what you want, and what you desire. You're not going to play second fiddle to anyone. Do you think that has a tendency to rub people the wrong way in the industry where they say, hey, look, you know, they're so used to have that controlling. They want to turn you into a puppet. How do you think that might have burned some bridges where you say, look, it's either my way or no way?
Yep, I sure do. I believe that I'm often, like I said, I'm often getting in trouble. And some people may not like that, but why do I have to do it the way that you want to do it? Why can't, you know what, you say, you know what, why don't you try this? And I say, you know what, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try some of my way. Let's put it together and mix it all up in a pot and call it gumbo. I just don't feel like I have to do, like, I'm not your child. I'm just saying, I don't have to do what you tell me to do. Am I unreasonable? Absolutely not, because I feel like each person that I come in contact with, there's something I can learn from you, a beautiful lesson, and I'm a very compassionate person, loving, and I like to learn new things. But I just feel like our 90s age, like, I think people kind of get stuck with being, like, in one place, and that's not where I am. And a long time ago, somebody told me, like, look, whatever you're doing, they say, try to market yourself like an R&B artist, even if you're a dance artist, whatever, because R&B artists are very present in the music industry, and that's why I've done some of the things I've done more recently. Did you see the swimwear line?
Yes, I did. My God.
That is something that I've done recently. I'm getting ready to open a little boutique out here in Arizona so that people can do, you know, and for all sizes. I have different size swimsuits from 2 to 4 to, like, you know, 14 to 16 to 12, because I want to make sure, you know, whatever size you are, because I've been thicker and I've been smaller. So I want to make sure all bases are covered. So I'm just letting all my girls know that we don't discriminate up in here. So I did that recently.
All right. Now, as far as I want to touch on another, as far as being an actress.
Sure.
And as far as acting is concerned, very photogenic, and you can act. Have you ever thought at any particular time in your career, you said, you know what, I'm done from the music aspect. I'm just going to venture off and put more emphasis on possibly doing some acting. And as you just said now, as far as the swimwear line, just doing other things to kind of step away from the music.
Absolutely. I've done a couple of things, which I'll fill you in on. I actually did a movie called Where Is Good. It's on my Instagram. You can see the trailer on YouTube. I had put it on my Facebook thing. I just did that more recently. I played the cop in the movie. I was like, oh, I like this. I get to play something. They don't know that, you know, they expect you to be tweeting something like, get over here. I was like, yeah, we got you, bruh.
Hey.
You know, that was a fun experience. It wasn't a large part, but it was something to make me say even more. I feel like Don't Touch If He Ain't Prayed. I did that. Pastor Jones, I was an angel in the movie. So I've done little itty-bitty parts, but I like to do more. And not someone I'm not every single day.
Right. Absolutely. Do you do things, you know what I find interesting, do you do things more for shock value, or do you do things to provoke thought that people say, you know, let's think outside the box. We have more dimensions to us than just, or more layers to us than just one.
I do things to provoke thought, and it provokes shock value because they don't expect me to do it. So I feel like from me doing Finally or Love Things, they're still looking at, woo, look what we got from 1991. And I'm like, right. Yeah, that was almost 25 years ago. Can I grow up a little bit, please? But then in certain times, it works in my favor when I'm being big baby. And I'm like, baby, that works in my favor as well. So it just depends on what it is, but I think definitely to provoke thought, because I just feel like when people have you pegged, I think they need to learn something else new about you. And to the point where it's like, I'm not saying all of my personal life, that's not what I mean, but different sides and characters that I have within me and different life experiences I may have had that I bring through my acting, that type of thing.
Well, how would you describe yourself as an artist at this particular time in your career?
Definitely outside the box. I'm definitely determined on a healthy road to fitness and diet. Looking for the next new thing for me, because I feel like I should always evolve. I am creative. I'm an entrepreneur. I am an actress. a lot of different things. It's hard to put all in one box. And I can say those things with, like, you know how you go to L.A. and they have the card, asterisk, entrepreneur,
right,
all that. They've got one little bit, but I am actually doing those things. So I don't put anything out there that I'm not actually doing. So
absolutely. You know, it's funny. It is imperative that you have control. And one of the things that I've always found surprising about you that, and I've never had the pleasure of actually being in a recording studio with you, but how do you, I guess, get to the point where you're okay kind of relinquishing some of that control in the production of your music, in the process of making music?
I let people tell me. Like, I can put it like this. I can be in a studio session out here and be like, uh-uh, that was flat. Bring it on back. Mm-mm. And I can have, no, for real, I can hear it.
Right.
Or they'll
okay.
say, hey, no, see, I wasn't feeling that note. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't, put it like this, I don't argue over silly stuff. It's just when I feel like you're coming at me and it's not making dollars, it's not making sense, then I tend to get involved. I call myself a PETA, and my friends know that I call myself that, or they call me that, which means pain in the ass. And I say that because I know, but I also know that there's other people in the world that have expertise in the fields that I don't, and I let them do their job. Whereas when I was younger, I tried to be hands-on. Well, I don't like this, I don't like that. And what I would do is I would form an opinion sometimes before they got through. Like, to me, if you brought plaids and stripes in with polka dots, I'm like, that don't make sense. Stripes don't go with that. I'm from Arizona. Nope. But when you look on a picture, then you realize, oh, that is dope. I want to put that together, but that is fly. It doesn't always have to make sense in that way. So I would say those are the things I've learned. When someone has expertise in something I don't, I let them do their job.
You know, I've seen your growth, not only as an artist, but also as a woman. Lord have mercy, I've seen your growth as a woman. when did you become comfortable as far as, because I mean, the way that you dress now, it's like, to me, it's a sense of freedom, liberation. You're comfortable in your own skin, and you're very confident in who you are. How long did it take you to get to that point?
I would say, you know, you're probably going to laugh, but probably the most comfortable I have felt in me is probably when I hit my 40s. And I would say because I was comfortable thinking what I thought, feeling what I thought, I feel like now I'm in the best shape of my life. I've had other periods where I was in shape and people just didn't see me. But I feel like now it's just I have a different mindset. I'm open. I've experienced life. I've experienced marriages and, you know, just going through hurts and pains and all that stuff. So for me to have the freedom, I'm going to say, I'm going to do this. And, you know, my body's in shape. And, hey, when you like your body and when you like why you look naked and then you put on the clothes, you're like, oh, I'm getting ready to wear that. So I think it was, you know, it was me. Shut up, Teddy Bear. It's me feeling comfortable with me. And, like, I'm not seeing the same kind of body symmetry in certain things, so I wouldn't wear it because comfortably I would be like, no, that doesn't, it's not really complimenting. And now when you get your body in shape and you feel a certain way about you and where you are, then you can put on more things because you're comfortable with how you feel and how you look.
Right, absolutely. I know when I hit 40 some time ago, I'm not telling you when, but some time ago, and I start seeing gray hairs pop, I said, you know what, we need to start working out. I said, I'm going to remain cuddly, but I want to make sure my health is on point. For you as an artist, what would you do if you have a young lady or even a male artist come to you and they're remotely thinking about getting in this business, this entertainment business? What would be some of the key points that you would express to them before they sign their name on a contract to a major label, even if a small label came coming after them? What would you tell them to do?
A big or small label, it doesn't matter. Anytime you sign your name on paperwork, let me repeat that. Anytime you're signing your name on any type of paperwork, make sure you have a lawyer look at it, because there'll be that one little paragraph in there that controls the other 25 paragraphs in there, and then you're jacked up. And always sign your own checks, stay ready so you don't have to get ready and stay motivated, because around the corner there's some little kid that's waiting in front of somebody's office day after day and who wants this dream, who wants to be in the music business. So if you really want it, go after it. Speak your greatness into the world and just go for it. And don't let other people put their opinion, oh, I wouldn't do that. That's why you're not, and I am. So, you know, do what's right for you. It may not be right for them, but do what's right for you. And, you know, just learn to find something that's different, because it's like everything's been done. But there's a way to fuse this with that, and make it something different. So you just have to find that niche that's totally different.
Absolutely. One of the things that you said to me, and I remembered, and it really stuck with me to this day, you said the most important thing about your life and your career is to be respected for what you do as an artist, mm-hmm. as a businesswoman. I've always felt that here in the States, since the industry has changed so dramatically with radio, the lack of airplay, there's no longer any record stores here in the States, that the United States in general, the listening audience, has become jaded, somewhat spoiled. They don't show the appreciation for music, but the United Kingdom, Japan, Switzerland, Germany, Japan, they have always supported your music from the beginning until this point in your career. How does that make you feel knowing that regardless what goes on, that you had that kind of love and that kind of support for people who love you and love your music?
You know what? You are so right about the support and the love. I am so thankful and blessed to have people that support and love my music, not only here in the States, but in Europe. You're right. It is just really different. I just did a tour. And the names on the tour, people be like, yeah, right. Let me tell you who closed the show, okay? Let me put it down for you. It was me. I'm not going to name all the names, but the guy from the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley. He's
okay.
75. You know, people would think, oh, I haven't heard that in a while. He closed the show. Then people in London went up, okay? It was me, like Denise Williams, Sheila Ferguson, Barbara Weathers from Atlantic Star. It was a whole bunch of us. But they love the show, and their love and appreciation was great. We were there for like 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks. And I can't tell you how every show was sold out. Just the people wanted to hear the songs that they grew up with, the songs that they loved. It was an amazing thing. So I'm thankful. Even right now, when I was over there, it's funny because Believe was like number 13 on the charts. It was like number one on Beatport in Japan. It's doing really well. In fact, they just asked me about doing a tour, like a 10-date tour in Japan. So it's like these are the beautiful blessings that have come about. I just got a show in a private show in Canada, in Toronto, that just came about. So I can't tell you, like, people here say, okay, what's the next new thing that they did? It's like, no, they already did that 25 years ago. They already showed you what they did. This is their classics, and it's still, next year for me, finally, will be 25 years old. And
I
so I still have I still have the outfit in the corner of my closet. I say, boy, I'm getting ready to do another video. No, for real, Teddy Bear, I'm about to put that picture up, and I'm going to kick my foot through there like, what? Come through like,
oh,
Teddy.
You know what? Interesting that you mentioned video. No more Donnie Simpson. No more beat. I mean, do you think how much of a detriment has that been when you don't have that kind of outlet? Now, I'll even take it a step further. When you had programs like Soul Train, where you had an opportunity to get on, do your thing, and promote your music, do you think that's been a hindrance? Or do you think by the social media that we have now, it's kind of balanced out everything where you're able to reach more people without actually leaving your home to promote what you're doing?
All those things are rolling good, but when you had, to me, that outlet, I think it made a big difference, because there was something about, for me, when I looked at a video, I could look and maybe hear a song, and I'd be like, I'm not really sure about it, but then I saw the video, I was like, that sealed it for me. Something about the video could have sealed the song, and then you already love the song, but then you see the video and you love the song more. It's just a different type of touch and a different type of marketing, and I feel like hands-on and seeing artists on TV more, like when I look at these award shows, I feel like you see the same 10 acts. You'd be like, okay, for instance, when Diddy came out with Lil' Kim and, you know, the whole crew, everybody was like, yo, they came out and turned up. turned up the party real quick. They turned it out. People loved seeing them, and we need more of that. You know, our 90s artists that you're not seeing, it's not just the same 10 artists on there performing but doing a different song. People want to see more of a variety. At least I do. I'll speak for myself. I won't even say people. I'm just saying people because of people that I've talked to. They're like, man, why do we keep seeing the same artists? I want to see somebody different. You know, that's if you, you know, have a concert series and they keep bringing the same artist every year. It's like, how many different times can you sing the song in a different way? You're going to put on a hat. You're going to put your hand through a pitcher and move your fingers around like a puppet. I don't know what you're going to do. I have a vivid imagination. So I'm just saying.
Lord have mercy.
I know. So it's just a little leg hanging out the bottom pitcher line. Anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, we just need more variety of music, and then what's being played, we need to hear those variety of those artists from now to the 90s to the 80s to whatever. You know, just all the people that paved the way, because I'm one of the people personally that like a variety.
Absolutely. You get bored very, very easily, and that's why I've always felt, I said, I cannot really see her sticking just to one thing. You have to have your toes gently in so many different aspects of business. How have you been able to maintain a balance with business and also maintaining a personal life?
For one, I have people around me that just understand what I do. My sweetie, he understands what I do. And, you know, when people understand and love what you do and help you with your dreams, and they likewise have their own life and their own dreams and things going on, I think it makes it a whole lot easier. It's like, hey, come out with me. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. Just come with me. It's all good. You know, we can get on the road and, you know, have honeydew time and all that stuff, and I can perform too. So it makes it easy, but at the same time, sometimes what I'll do is I won't go to the club when I'm out on the road. When I'm home, I don't go out to the club. I'm out doing, like, new designs, or I'm working out. I'm working towards the next goal, because I feel like if I buckle down for the next 3 or 4 months, I can go to the club and have some champagne, or I can go to a lounge, listen to some music, and do whatever, because I buckled down those other couple of months and I attained my goals, and I'm just one of those people, I don't know how to sit my behind down somewhere. You know, I'm always doing something. Every single day I feel like I have a task to do. So even if I'm off, I'm not off, is what I'm saying.
Well, you know what? It definitely resonates in your music, your attitude, and your vibe. That's one of the things I've always loved and appreciated about you. And if you can do the honors for us, can you introduce the new hit single?
Hey, everybody, how you doing? It's your girl, Cece Peniston, and y'all are listening to my new single, Believe, with Cece Peniston and Chaos, and I hope you love it. Go download.
Lord have mercy, you're in the comfort zone of LODL Radio.
It's driving me crazy, do you think that I'm moving too fast? Here you go again, with all the fighting, jumping.
the new hit single, of course, Believe, Chaos, featuring CeCe Peniston and Yes Family. The single is available on iTunes, Amazon, and also on Google Play. Be sure to stop by CeCe's official website. That's at www.ccpeniston.com. Also, you can catch up with her on Facebook at The Real CCP, Twitter at CC_Peniston, and last but certainly not least, you can catch up with her on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/CCPeniston. My queen, you know it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask. 2016 is what, my goodness, 2 months away. What can we expect from you in the upcoming year?
Beautiful. No, I love it. The boutique will be officially open. I will be having a second single out, definitely. November of 2014, I participated in my first MPC bodybuilding bikini fitness competition. I'm going to be doing another fitness competition that they can look out for. Brand new video, because it's 25 years finally, so brand new version of finally in video, and more fashion shows to come. I did 4 fashion shows this year. I'm doing more fashion shows next year. Still traveling the world and, you know, always evolving. You never know what to expect of CeCe, so I'm just letting you guys know. I just wanted to let you know, too, Teddy Bear, I just got on Periscope. So when you guys get a chance, you know, follow me on Periscope, CeCe Peniston. You know, I might have a little surprise coming up today. Me and Adino probably on there clowning later on, because that's just how we do. That's my dog right here. They'll be cracking up laughing like these two freaking crack over here. So, you know, tell everybody to check us out. Download the brand new music. Thank you so much. I love your voice.
Oh, my God.
Your voice. No, they got the right name for you, Teddy Bear.
Well, thank you, my queen. I'll be nice.
You don't have to, because you know what? What did you say? What did you say, Adina?
Voice just makes you melt.
You know what? I'm mad at her. I'm
mad at you, Adina.
Goodness, that's all right. I can dream. It's all right. They can't take that away from me.
You can too with that velvet voice you got, Teddy Bear. So how about
thank
that?
You. Oh,
you
yes.
Ain't the only one who gets to dream, damn it. Have a beautiful day. Thank you,
you
so
do the
much.
Same. Oh, my pleasure. You know this is your home, and whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Definitely. I'll talk all to
right.
you soon.
All right, my queen. Have a good evening. Ciao. Very talented. My God. CeCe Peniston, of course, my girl, too, Adina Howard. They are just chilling, relaxing. Two partners in crime is definitely a beautiful thing. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But no, not too much shame. You say, Teddy Bear, you are on early. Well, you know, you do things for special people. And she is definitely a very, Lord have mercy, very special lady. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Speaking of a beautiful thing, let's get into some more CeCe Peniston. With actually, she has another hit single that you may not have heard. And I'm going to tell you, and the funny thing is, I like this one better than Believe. It's called Sick, featuring Mr. Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
You
side here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio again. Special love to my princes. Both of my princes is just Lord, of course, C.C. Peniston, and of course, Adina Howard. Thank you both for joining the show this afternoon. And be sure, family, to purchase the new hit single from C.C. Peniston, Believe Chaos, featuring C.C. Peniston, available on iTunes, Google Play. And for those who like to feel somewhat more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And while you're there, be sure to pick up her other hit single. It came out actually in September. And I mean, it is really, really good. The name of the song is called Sick, and it features Mr. Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child. Lord have mercy. It's been a fantastic 2 days of music. And I want everyone to have a fantabulous, yeah, you know, let's switch it, a teddy bear-rific weekend. I know, you say, well, teddy bear, where are you going? Hey, we'll be on Live 365. All you got to do, check your listing. You said listings, yeah, that gives you even more incentive to visit the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com, and we're on Live 365, so make sure you download that app from the Google Play Store. Type in LOTL, the Comfort Zone, and we got you like Linus's blanket, all comfy and cozy. Lord have mercy. Thanksgiving right around the corner. So much to be thankful for. What are you thankful for? Just food for thought, so to speak. And again, I have so much to be thankful for. It was an honor to have the legendary Mr. Eddie LaVert on the show. And we're going to close the show, of course, with his new hit single. But before we do that, my program director's pulling me. He said, Teddy Bear. I'm like, okay. Rest of the pertinent information. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And yes, we are on Instagram. Yes, we are. That's at instagram.com/LOTL. The Comfort Zone, the same for Facebook. And before I foolishly forget, because I know CC will definitely get on me, Lord have mercy, we can only wish. Be sure to check out CC. She's on a new app. It's called Periscope. It is a wonderful app, an app to advertise, to market what you're doing. And I've noticed a lot more artists are using it to have that interactive, that more personable relationship with the listeners. And I mean, that's really good, because I grew up in an area where you went to the record store, and there was a time, you know, a lot of the artists would have a meet and greet at the record, you know, different record stores in the inner city, and now that's been just taken away here in the state. So remember, Periscope, download it from the Google Play Store. I definitely suggest it. Definitely suggest it, okay? But again, I want everyone to have a fantastic, a teddy bear-rific weekend. And to all the many listeners and supporters, thank you so much, because without you, there's no Comfort Zone, and there's definitely no teddy bear. So I, my honey pot runneth over with thanks and so much uber love. I'm going to close it. The legendary Eddie LaVert, did I make you go, Lord have mercy, here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio. God bless.
We're doing a video, and I want you to be part of the girl. Everybody know I'm married already, so who am I fooling by just getting a model to do it?
As long as you be patient.
From the bottom of my heart, I think it's a great idea, and I think that they'll be ready for it. From the first time I met you to now, to this, it's been quite an experience. And I think the camera's going to love you. You know what I'm saying? They don't love me as much as I love you. That's right.
Hey, how you doing? Love, man. Oh, yeah, man. Right.
Every man wants to be special. The guy that can call after midnight. He wakes you up while you're sleeping. Can I be the
with you, whatever we have to do.